Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and of course, it's still your boy, Diola D. Brown, and right about now is someone who has accomplished a lot playing in the NTFL, the Northern Territory Football League, with the Southern District, and now is trying to replicate that success, taking that team on as the head coach. Matt Conard, ladies and gentlemen, current coach of Southern District Football Club up here in Darwin, Northern Territory, Australia. Welcome, Matt. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good, Matt. Yourself, how you going?
Yeah, not bad. So real quick, tell us about Matt, man. You know, you've had an incredible journey in football over the years. You know, started playing the under-5s in Victoria. You know, just tell us a little bit about your history in the game and how that journey has brought you up here to the top end.
Yeah, mate, yeah. So I'm originally from Victoria. So, yeah, started playing footy in under-5s back in the day, many years ago, probably over here 32, 33 years ago. So, yeah, that was pretty much basically how I got into footy. My old man played footy, my brother as well. So, obviously, Victoria's a pretty dominant football code, so it was the rules. So, yeah, I just kind of went to footy, followed in the footsteps of my father and my brother. And, yeah, loved it ever since, mate. So, just, yeah, grew up playing all the grades in junior footy. And, when I was about 20, 21, I made the decision to travel around Australia and, yeah, spent a bit of time on the road and playing up the coast, up along Queensland, and then got wind of that Darwin plays footy, the Turkish footy plays in the off-season. So, yeah. Obviously, down south, we play from April to September, and then the Darwin season from October to March. So, kind of, I was pretty intrigued by that. And made a journey across, and yeah, 15 years later, mate, I'm still here.
You're still here, of course. And then you came in here and came up to Darwin in the 05-06 season, playing for Southern District, and just a year after that, you won the Senior League Medal, the Nichols Medal, of course. A couple years after, you know, won a championship course for the club, you know, lugging in 240 league games. Now, just tell us a little bit of your playing experience, you know, accomplishing all those incredible feats with the club, you know, with Southern District.
Yeah, mate, I was pretty fortunate to come across a fantastic club in Southern Districts. No, they were very accommodating for me when I was over in Queensland and when I spoke to the club and the president at that time, Alan Hagan. So I was pretty rapt to come across. And obviously the first year I come across, yeah, we didn't have the best of results. We finished bottom of the ladder. And then the following year in 06-07, the great man Magic McLean, Michael McLean,
yep,
was the coach, took over our footy club and we went from, bottom of the ladder to premiership the following year. So to me, that pretty much holds a special place in my heart. You know, that's probably one of the best things that I've ever accomplished in my footy career, to be part of a football club that, you know, went from bottom of the ladder one year to premiership the following year. And, you know, that's a lot of work that, you know, that was Michael McLean did behind the scenes and got some good place in the footy club and set a really good culture in which, you know, we still hold today. I was pretty glad to be part of it. And, yeah, still 15 years later, mate, I'm still involved. And, yeah, I mean, fortunate enough to be appointed the head coach this year at the Premier League side, and got a bit of a good journey in front of me, so I'm looking forward to it.
Amazing, Mick McLean. Incredible man. Do you think those are big shoes for you to fill?
Oh, I think it is, mate. Yeah, obviously, you know, people could say there's pressure in it, and, you know, I agree in one sense, but for me it's something that I had aspirations of doing once I obviously finished playing footy. I've always wanted to, you know, give back to the game, and I think it's a fantastic way to give back to the game and also give back to the juniors that are coming through, mate. You know, I'm pretty fortunate. I've got four young boys myself, so I know how much sport means to the kids these days, whether they're boys or girls. So if I can play, you know, some type of part just to keeping kids actively involved in sport, you know, mate, that's my job, and, you know, that's something that I'm looking forward to in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. And then, of course, tell us a little bit about the situation of football in the Northern Territory now. You know, there's been a lot of ups and downs with the sports. You know, when we had the Territory, the Anti-Thunder program just got cancelled, but we had one of the big games of the season last weekend, you know, Suns and Carlton. You know, tell us about the situation of football up here in the Northern Territory right now.
Yeah, mate, like I said, you know, 15 years ago, I was really intrigued of coming across, and, you know, I remember watching the footy on the TV down in Victoria, and you saw what a fantastic, unique game that it is up here and how it's played. And, you know, that was one thing that, you know, interests me to come up and the first time witness just the way that the footy's played up here. And it's just fantastic, just the people involved as well, mate. Obviously, yeah, we've got some talented kids up here and also talented, you know, the men and women as well that play that great game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a shame that the Territory Thunder, you know, men's program and women's program has kind of, you know, dropped off. But obviously there's some great people in Sean Bowden that's looking after the league now that, you know, hopefully they can get that back in track, because we definitely need a pathway for our young, you know, men and women and also boys and girls to aspire to, you know, because we've got some great role models that have come from the Territory that are playing in the highest level in the AFL and also the WAFL with the women. So I think there's, a bit of work to be done in that space, and hopefully the right people in the right position can get that done. Obviously, like you said, we had two great cracking games on the weekend, you know, Carlton, Gold Coast on Friday night, and then the Dreamtime game, mate, you know.
Yeah.
Essendon and Richmond, you know, two powerhouse footy clubs of the AFL to be up in the Territory. And just what, you know, just what the concept about the Dreamtime game means to the, you know, the Territory people up here was, you know, fantastic. I was fortunate enough to, you know, go down with my father-in-law and watch the game, and it was a fantastic spectacle that the Territory put on, and, you know, I think, you know, the DNT should be proud of what they did on the weekend. It was a great achievement.
Thank you so much. Before we let you go, any words of encouragement or advice to all the young ones out there who want to chase their dreams, you know, and shoot for the stars?
Yeah, well, obviously, mate, I think it's really important that they stay true to themselves, mate, you know. Set your dreams high, set your bar high, and just, you know, just go for it. You know, there's going to be times where you're going to get knocked down, you're going to get disappointed, but I think it's a true character of an individual or even teams in that aspect as well, is how they bounce back and how they get around that hurdle or how they get straight through that hurdle, you know. So I just encourage everyone to get out, be active, you know, enjoy sports, you know, have fun, and, you know, and, have a good time, mate. That's the main thing.
Get out, be active, have fun, and enjoy sports. Incredible words from Matt Kennard right there. Thank you so much for being on the program, Matt.
Nah, good on you, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Get out, be active, have fun, and enjoy sports. Incredible words from the Southern District head coach, Matt Kennard. For the full version of that chat with me and many other interesting interviews, jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast. And of course, you can listen to that and many other interesting ones, or just download the app on your phone on all Android and iOS devices. We'll be right back to wrap up the show.